USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The second GOP presidential debate has come and gone, and a few things were clearly answered, but not much.
I think we would be better served as a Republican Party if we're not sitting here hurling personal insults and actually have a legitimate debate about policy following Reagan's 11th Amendment in his honor. And the answer is, that is what actually makes our country strong. And I believe in these two people on the stage. They disagree, but let's have a legitimate disagreement. That's what I would say.
Former President Donald Trump chose to skip the debate again. The first public hearing in House Republicans' impeachment investigation of President Biden is underway. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer of Kentucky claims to have evidence that Biden abused his public office as vice president and president for his family's financial gain. Biden has denied those allegations. More Americans are applying for unemployment, but not as many as expected. The Labor Department says initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week ending September 23rd came in at 204,000. That's an increase of just around 3,000 from the previous week's revised total and about 10,000 less than expected by most analysts. The United Auto Workers strike could expand again tomorrow. Union President Sean Fain will make an announcement tomorrow morning on the union's next possible expansion of their strike against the Detroit 3 automakers. Fain last Friday expanded it from 3 plants, one from each automaker, to add 38 General Motors and Stellantis parts plants. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
Pickleball has turned into a national sensation, but that doesn't mean that everyone wants a court in their neighborhood. Residents in West Seattle are pushing back over a proposed pickleball court in Lincoln Park. Critics say they're concerned about wildlife in the park and the impact on the ecosystem there. For now, it appears the project will proceed as planned. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be streamed live for the first time ever. Disney Plus will air it live on November 3rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. This year's inductees include Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, Willie Nelson, Kate Bush, and Rage Against the Machine. Taylor Swift expected to be in New Jersey at this Sunday's Jets-Chiefs game as she continues her getting to know you phase with Kansas City tight end Travis Kelce. There are multiple reports that the pop star plans to watch Kelce and the Chiefs take on the Jets at MetLife Stadium. Swift sat in an Arrowhead Stadium suite this past Sunday with Kelce's mom. To commemorate 50 years since the end of the Vietnam War, a traveling veterans memorial an exhibit is now in New York City, a replica of Washington, D.C.'s Vietnam Veterans Memorial called The Wall That Heals, on display in Flushing Meadows Corona Park today through October 1st. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantruth, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.